Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello there from a rather creaky Hicksville.
Avec Véronica.
As an addendum to our talk about remembrance, we spoke of red poppies, but I should mention the parallel in France. Perhaps not quite as widely known or promoted as the red poppy, it's the blue cornflower, le bleuet de France, which was the only other flower that managed to grow despite the mayhem all around it. It became a symbol of hope. It is also the symbol of the famous restaurant along the Seine in Paris, La Tour d'Argent, which is of course famous for its pressed duck. You can have duck at least three ways, and each duck gets its own number. I digress. A name that should be added to this remembrance is John Alexander McCrae, whose poem In Flanders Field was published by Punch magazine. In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Field. It was an American woman who first donned the red poppy, Moira Bell Michael, and a French lady, Anna Guérin, who sought to spread the tradition. Traditions seem to matter more and more to us, but equally they can be problematic. Some traditions may not chime with the current way of thinking. For example, La Fée de la Rosière is a local tradition that honors a young girl for being a good, virtuous person, crowning her with a wreath of roses as she parades through her village like a beauty queen, except that she has been chosen for her goodness. These days, the goodness is seen more as taking part in civic matters and doing voluntary. Many mayors are asking for this tradition to be upheld by UNESCO in the face of some critics who say the tradition flies in the face of equality. All that stuff about being covered in roses and displayed to the public is just not on. Although, it's not the girls themselves who are complaining. There's another activity seeking UNESCO recognition, and that is yodeling in Switzerland. It used to be the practice of the lonely goatherd up on the mountain, and only ever for men and boys. But it has now become so popular with women that girls are learning it in yodeling school, and changing some of the old-fashioned songs to make them a little bit more appropriate for today. Well, it also makes me wonder if Morris dancing, a very British activity, might not be seeking the same UNESCO status. It originated, Morris dancing, in 1448 as a courtly Moorish dance involving lots of bells sewn onto your person, and it gradually became adopted as a rural pursuit. All you need is a stick or two and some handkerchiefs to wave. The sticks are waved to ward off evil spirits, the hankies to encourage crops to grow and to express approval. Some Morris dancers blacken their faces, which is not really very PC, taking on the appearance of a person from a Moorish background. Cultural appropriation, perhaps, but I think definitely worth preserving. Another tradition is Britain's love of a national treasure, someone who makes us smile. A statue of Bridget Jones of the Big Pants was unveiled in London's Leicester Square alongside Paddington Bear. Well, to our local treasures now. On the 21st and 22nd, Trio Teralba, aka Charmin Plesner, Susan Edward and David Levi, will be playing the music of Charlotte Sohi, Rira Stroll, Gloria Houston, and Ludwig van Beethoven. So that's at 18:30 at Nauticat at La Roque-Saint-Servin. And on the 22nd, a date we all remember if we were alive in 1963, the concert starts at 4 at Gaillavette. A film to catch on Thursday at Florence Cinema is Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Jesse Eisenberg, Rosamund Pike and Woody Harrelson lead a group of illusionists in this diamond heist, which is what we call a caper. Not what you eat with Wiener Schnitzel, but 2 hours of intrigue and adventure. And now you see it, and now you don't. And it's time for me to go off in a puff of smoke.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
www.dfm930.com